This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. How do we protect ourselves from the coronavirus? Now the answer to this question has two sides, two complementary sides. The first is the physical protection, and the second is the spiritual protection. And they complete each other. The physical side, the physical protection, is what health professionals would recommend, and I hope is familiar to us. Social distancing, washing your hands frequently, avoiding congested places, etc., etc. And there is an Islamic basis for all of this advice. So for instance, when the Prophet ﷺ has said that when you hear about the plague in a land, do not enter it, and it happens in a land that you're in, do not leave. Well, that is containment. That's his quarantine. And when he said ﷺ in the authentic hadith, لا يورد ممرض على مصح, that a sick person shouldn't visit a healthy person, that is there, that social distancing that protects us from infection. So this is an important side. And it's a side that's being stressed over and over, so I'm not going to emphasize this. What we need to remember is that other side that's often neglected and actually complements and balances the physical side, and that is to know first and foremost that all this happens by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. No physical protection, and it's important to take. But no physical protection on its own is going to save you and me from harm. It's going to extend my and your life beyond what Allah has decreed. And with all our precautions, if Allah decides that someone is going to die and be infected, someone is going to die and be infected, whether with this or with something else. So it's important, first of all, to remember that with everything that we're doing, that the power belongs to Allah. And these things happen because Allah allows them to. These things happen because Allah wants them to. He has the power to cure. And He has the power to protect. So do everything and take your precautions. But put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is important. And that is, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, قُلْ لَيُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will happen to us except what Allah has decreed. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. He is our protector. He's the one who takes care of us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah, the believers should put their trust. In Allah, they should put their trust. So, we do everything that we're supposed to do, physically. But our trust is in Allah Azza wa Jal, believing that it is He who protects. And because of that, there is this also spiritual side that should complement any physical precautions that we are taking. So for instance, the adhkar, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. The adhkar in the morning, adhkar al-sabah, and the adhkar in the evening, adhkar al-masa, and the adhkar before you go to bed, and the adhkar when you leave your home. All of these, if you would go and review them in a book such as Hisnul Muslim, the fortress of the believer, the fortress of the Muslim, if you go back and review them, you'll find that in them there is protection from harm. You're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for safety. You're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for His protection throughout the day, throughout the night, when you sleep, when you leave your home. And when you say these things repeatedly, then yes, Allah Azza wa Jal is gonna help you. Allah Azza wa Jal is gonna protect you. And Allah Azza wa Jal will hear your dua. So the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is important. So what I want to emphasize here, as we're doing everything in our means physically, to also return to Allah Azza wa Jal spiritually and remember Him often. So before, between Asr and Maghrib, say your adhkar. Before you go to bed, say your adhkar. When you wake up from sleep, after fajr, before sunrise, say your adhkar. When you leave your home, or about to leave your home, say your adhkar. There is protection in that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is tawakkul on Allah. Trusting Him, relying on Him, knowing that He controls everything. And that helps with panicking, by the way. Helps with over anxiety over the news, the possibility that he, she will be infected. What will happen to us? Will there be shortages of food? Will we be able to do this or that? When you put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know that He has decreed everything. And everything that is going to happen to you, Allah knows about it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, if asked, He is the most merciful. The third thing that I want to emphasize in how we protect ourselves from it is to know that anything, any calamity, any general calamity specifically that descends on this earth happens because of our collective sins, our collective shortcomings. And the way to push back, the way to remove all of that is to actually repent and to come back to Allah and to be closer to Him and to make dua. So making dua, asking Allah to save us and our families and loved ones and societies and countries, that removes this hardship. And also repenting and following Allah's commands and guidance and staying away from haram also helps with this. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. As Allah says, وَارْتَقْ بِيَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءِ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. He says, witness or anticipate the day when the sky will be filled with smoke. يَخْشَى النَّاسِ. It will overwhelm people. هذا عذاب أليم. It's a painful punishment. Following this, Allah says on the tongue of the believers, رَبَّنَا, Ya Allah, اكشف عنا العذاب. Remove this punishment. إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. Because we are believers. So Allah points out in this ayah that the reason for removal of this punishment is the piety of the people. So piety will also ward off personally, but also collectively, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, any hardship, any calamity. So to protect ourselves, stay away from sin. Stay away from upsetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to protect you, to save you, and for your family. And you'll find, bi-idhnillah, that as you do this, and you remember Allah Azza wa Jal often, with everything physical, as we mentioned, all the physical precautions, but as you keep remembering Allah, Allah will also put peace and serenity in your heart, so you will have the courage, you'll have the iman to face all of this, inshaAllah, without panicking, without it devastating you and your loved ones, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. We hope, we ask Allah azza wa jal to protect us and our families and our loved ones, and for Allah to lift this very quickly and to teach us the lessons that we need to learn from it. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.